Approval of a plan of subdivision and zoning change from an R1M residential single-family district to an RMFS residential multifamily district for 543 Pandora Avenue under file DASZ 14 of 2008. In accordance with the City of Winnipeg Charter and the Development Procedures Bylaw, this is a combined hearing, and the following item will also be heard at the same time. Item 8 is an application for a variance for the construction of a multiple family dwelling to permit a front yard of 25 feet and the establishment of an accessory parking area to permit parking spaces directly off a lane for 543 Pandora Avenue West under file DAV 114115-2008-D.
Welcome. Please come forward. State your name and address for the record.
My name is Giovanni Jeremia. I'm at 351 Assiniboine Avenue. I'm an architect representing the applicant in this matter. Just briefly for anyone that is here that may not know what is proposed for this site is that the proposal is to amalgamate the four lots into one to allow the construction of a two-story, 12-unit apartment block. We have 13 parking spots for the 12 units. The building is well set back in the yards, and I will just sit back and take any questions or try to answer any concerns.
Just a couple of questions. How do you pronounce your last name?
Jeremia.
Jeremia. Thank you, Mr. Jeremia. Did you file pre-application, the pre-application option on this? Do you know?
I don't believe so.
Okay. So you didn't have any kind of meeting with the residents ahead of time of any kind, or did you knock on any? Did you knock on doors or have a meeting with the residents?
I think the proponent did do some of that in the area, but to what extent, I'm not sure.
But did you knock on any? Did you have an open house meeting?
No, there hasn't been any.
Okay. Would you be amenable to having an open house meeting? Because we can do it this way. I mean, there's quite a few people who register in opposition. We can proceed, see where it goes, or we can lay it over to have you as an opportunity to meet with the residents to talk about it. You might be able to sort out some of the issues. You may not be, but it'll give you an opportunity to discuss the matter with them, and then bring them out. We would lay it over to bring it back here in September. Rather than, you know, I'll leave it up to you to decide on what you want to do.
Unfortunately, the proponent can make it tonight, and I don't have the opportunity to get in touch with him to find out what he wants to do, and it would probably be a good idea to hear what the concerns are, and I will try to respond to those.
So you wish to proceed at this point?
Yes.
Okay. I just, you know, at the end of the day, we may, you know, we'll see, we'll hear what everybody says, and we'll go from there, but I just wanted to, you know, give you that opportunity right now. So.
Thank you.
Okay, anybody else registered in support? Anybody else registered in support? Seeing none, I have some folks registered in opposition. I'll again one at a time, and if you could please come forward, state your name and address if you wish to speak. If you don't, you can just say I'm registered in opposition, and they'll be noted. Lucy Bittner and Frank, I'm assuming Bittner as well. Right, you wish to speak? Hi, welcome. If you can please take a seat. State your name and address for the record. Is it Ms. Bittner?
Hi, Mrs.
Mrs. Bittner, hi.
Yeah, Lucy Bittner at 520 Melrose Avenue West.
Okay.
My biggest concern is the influx of young folks that might move into this apartment complex. We have a low rental area not too far away. As it is, we have a number of youth that like to use our back lane. Some of it for, I'm assuming, purposes other than just walking down the lane. Needless to say, it's a dead-end street, and right behind our house is a parking lot, and it's very hidden. Having more kids coming down the back lane from the proposed site.
Excuse me. Okay. Sorry.
Having more kids within the area can just make it more an unsafe situation. We are mainly concerned about that and about the traffic. Many times we see cars just zooming out our back lane, and like I said, it's a dead end street and it's not a safe area.
Okay. Thanks very much, Ms. Bittner. Thank you. I don't know if there's any questions. No.
Okay.
Thank you. Joe Carpenter, registered in opposition. Pardon me?
I'm in opposition, but I don't wish to speak.
Okay, registered in opposition. Thanks. Just hard of hearing, Mr. Carpenter. That's okay. Thanks very much. Denise Grossman, registered in opposition.
Yes, I wish to speak.
Okay, for sure. Come forward. State your name and address.
My name is Denise Grossman, and I'm at 536 Melrose Avenue West. I have a petition here that quite a few residents in the area signed.
Thank you.
We actually have quite a few concerns, traffic being one of them, because at the corner of, like, the back lane is, everyone travels one way down the back lane because the other end comes out on Pandora, and at the corner of Pandora and Hoka, it's a four-way stop, so it's almost next to impossible to get out at that corner. So the extra traffic from 12 suites, which would be 12 people minimum, which most likely 12 more cars, and it could be anywhere up to like 30, 40 people in there, depending on whether they're families or not. Just the extra traffic is an issue, as well as the parking. For myself, my house, my garage is right off of the back lane, probably like no more than a foot away from it. So if he's proposing a variance for the parking on the back lane, that's pretty darn close to my garage, and I have issues with, you know, just the limited space there, because I don't need anyone backing up into my garage or into my property. The parking as well, because for 12 to anywhere, like I said, 20, 30 people, I don't know that there's room to accommodate that parking. And some of the side streets in the area already have 2-hour parking limit due to, I guess, at one point, New Flyer residents parking on the streets. So we're concerned also with, like, say, when we have visitors, are they going to have to park down the next block now because there's going to be overflow of parking on our street? Also, I'm a single mom of a 6-year-old daughter, and I bought my house 6 years ago, and part of the criteria for when I was looking for a house was a quiet neighborhood, and being the fact that it's an apartment block and people don't usually tend to stay in apartment blocks long term, there's not going to be much community investment there, and I don't know how secure I'll feel with my daughter playing just right across from 12 suites that I probably won't get a chance to know the people that live there. And again, like, the traffic down the back lane when you're adding 12 more cars, just again, the safety of the children, because there is children that ride their bikes down there. And there was no public meeting, so we really don't know a lot of anything going on with this thing. I don't know if there's like entrance requirements when they take applicants for the building, like, do they screen them? Is there reference checks? Do they take anyone? Is it 55 plus? Is it, like, we don't know anything about it. I also have some pictures of just rainfall at the back of my handout that I gave you, and it kind of shows that just even after a simple rainfall, the sewers can't handle it that well. You know, so what's 12 more suites going to do to that area, plus putting up an extra wall there? And basically, we'd like to see, because it's a low-density area, we'd like it to remain that way. And I know it's RMF small, which is indicated low density, but putting an extra 20, 30 people on one block in an already congested area just doesn't really make sense to us. And it's not keeping in with the neighborhood.
Okay.
That's, oh, another one too. A lot of people had mentioned that if they were looking for a house, that they wouldn't ideally be looking for one in such close proximity to an apartment block. And, you know, like, I don't want the value of my property to go down, and nor do other people in the area.
Okay, I'm sorry, I thought, all right, thank you for your presentation. I don't have any questions at this time, so thank you very much. Thank you. Alan Nowinski and Gina Nowinski?
No comment here, opposer.
Register in opposition?
Yeah, opposition.
Okay, thank you. Clint Stephen? Clint Stephen, registered in opposition as well? Okay, thank you. Clinton Tote?
Yeah.
Register in opposition?
Yes.
Do you wish to speak, Mr. Tote?
I would.
Please come forward. State your name and address for the record.
My name is Clinton Tote. I live at 539 Melrose Avenue West. I would just like to see it kept, as stated already before, residential. I have problems already with theft. I've had numerous things stolen out of my work vehicle that I park at my place, and I've had my garage tagged by graffiti. And with the increase of these potential tenants as an apartment block where turnover is more common, whether or not this could maybe escalate, I would prefer to see it as four lots, to see perhaps four homes or two side-by-sides be put up instead. That's just what I...
Okay. Well, thanks for coming forward and speaking. Appreciate that. May Traeger. Register in opposition. Thank you, Mr. Traeger. Hank Valinga. Register in opposition.
Yeah,
okay. Come forward, Mr. Valinga. Your name and address for the record.
Yeah, Hank Bellinger. Address is 535 Pandora Avenue West. I live adjacent from this property. It's looking for subdivision.
You're right beside it?
I'm right beside it.
Okay.
Yes, I am.
Go ahead.
Well, we've got a whole midpool of concerns, and I don't see any piece of paper even showing what we're looking at. I'm having a real hard time getting an understanding of what is going to be proposed. We haven't addressed anything in regards to where it's going to access, what it's going to show, where is the garbage going to go, what makes this thing tick. There's nothing here. I've had a very, very brief conversation with this gentleman for trying to get a handle on what exactly he was interested in doing. The only thing I got to be able to find out was the fact that he was going to alternately put his block in an east-west position as opposed to what everybody is conforming to on the Pandora side. If this is a Pandora address, it should be facing Pandora. And we're now going to be understanding that this gentleman wants to build this complex of such nature. He wants to build it facing east-west, where it is going to show all the balconies facing into somebody else's property. And I don't find that be very comfortable for the residents. No privacy, no considerations. I've got a piece of fencing that has been placed in my property to a degree is questionable due to the fact that this is not a privacy fence. It's wide open, exposing. And I've also got a handful of pegs on my adjacent side which state that it was an existing land survey and is in conflict with a land survey from this gentleman. This is just happening in regards to we don't know what's coming. I think the biggest problem is misinformation, poor information. I've got a whole series of other issues that I could start naming down just for the sake of, and I'm going to just highlight one issue. There is still an ongoing concern for the VOCs that have been coming over from New Flyer. We're still running into conflict with noise coming from New Flyer. I don't understand why somebody finds this attractive, for goodness knows, if we're looking at 55-plus people, we're looking for comfort and livability. If this is going to be for families, we again are looking for comfort and livability. When you put these things into play, this is not an adequate place that's going to provide those kind of considerations. Some issues can be resolved. Other issues have to be explored. The industry is now at a point where it is directly adjacent from the residents of this area, impacting already a high-pressure traffic area, impacting already all of these older people that are interested in spending quality time as opposed to being confronted with issues of noise and traffics and other such nonsenses. If you're going to put in an apartment block, you're going to end up with additional issues. I would strongly recommend that this would be something to be examined further and make sure that these things don't cause more issues and problems than bring benefit. And I can't stress enough that going into a multi-family dwelling would put a lot of pressure on already a high pressure area. So in just simply stating that in closing, I'd suggest that the developer look at the possibility of infill homes. There's a strong need and a strong desire for starter family homes that has good mark in today's marketplace. It gives a stable place for a starter family. It gives vested community members, and we can continue with a neighborhood invested setting. It was designated as such. It was started up as such, completed as such. It's very simple. Now, without seeing what this gentleman is presenting, I can't suggest that we can accept anything here. We don't even know. All the residents are sitting here going, I'm sorry, we don't understand. Nobody's come to the door. Nobody's shown us a picture. And everybody is saying, what are you doing? And this is what we've got. He's willing to listen to us. Okay, fine. Can you handle all those addresses?
Address your comments through the chair, sir.
I'm sorry, no, but that's the whole deal.
Yeah. Okay. Well, thanks very much, Mr. Valenga. I've made note of your comments. So.
Okay. If you want, I can make more.
Okay. Yeah. I'm sure you could.
You want to keep this at 10 minutes, yeah. But I have more.
I know you do. I know you do, but I like to respect the process. So everybody has an equal say.
Okay. So, and also, you are familiar with what has been going on with New Flyer, because, I mean, we have spoken.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I appreciate your presentation. Thank you.
All right.
Thank you. I don't have any questions at this time.
Oh, but, you can feel free to have.
No, not this time, but anyway. Yeah, thanks, Mr. Valenga. Registered in opposition. Anybody else registered in opposition who hasn't filled out a form? No? Okay. Registered for information, I have Mr. Kirchamar.
Opposition.
Registered in opposition, not information? Okay, let me change that then, Mr. Kirchamar. Register for information as well, Mr. Kauk. In opposition as well, Mr. Kauk. Okay, change that. And also register in opposition, Mr. Simpson.
Opposition.
Register in opposition. I'll change that too. Okay, thank you, gentlemen. Anybody else registered here for information that hasn't registered? Seeing none, I'll request the applicant to come back forward. Um, Before you get into addressing the issues, Mr. Giovanni, I guess my immediate reaction here, I think you can speak to the issues, but my immediate reaction would be to lay this matter over to allow you to have an opportunity to meet with the residents and to discuss the issue with them. I think I like to say that I think a lot of the issues they raised and concerns they raised are genuine concerns. I think the issue of exactly what it looks like and, you know, what it's going to look like when built is a genuine concern. These are people who live in their neighborhood, and many of them have lived in their neighborhood for years. And I realize you represent somebody who's recently purchased the property, but is the owner of the property, so they're paying taxes. But having said that, many of these people have lived in the neighborhood for quite a long time. I think issues such as access is a concern, a genuine issue. I think placement of garbage is a genuine issue. I think some of the traffic issues, I think the issue of the balconies, how you have the building situated, I think that's a genuine issue. And the issue of the infrastructure and the way the city, the streets drain, well, the streets, unfortunately, when we have a large rainfall, they're actually built in a way to actually become a secondary storm sewer, believe it or not. And so the photos you've seen there are actually, it happens, depending on the type of rainfall we get, it happens in other parts of the city as well. I think the issue also of, you know, what kind of application process you'll have in place with regards, since it is an apartment, from what I understand, it's not a condominium. I think that's a genuine concern. You know, what sort of reference checks, you know, how are you going to handle this issue? I would say the issue with regards to New Flyer, that's a long-standing issue. I've written to the Minister of the Environment regarding that issue. You as a property owner shouldn't be expected to address that issue, but the fact of the matter is the province did extensive testing where they've determined where there is an air issue. They're the governing body with regards to the environment and air quality in our neighborhoods. And I've written to the minister before and again, and the issue continues to be ignored, in my opinion, by the province. And so that's a larger issue. But I would be of the opinion, sir, of laying this matter over to allow you to address the residents' issues.
I will concur with that. I've heard the information from the neighbors, and I think we have answers for none of them, but we'll...
We'll
agree to lay it off. And
It'll give you a chance this summer to meet with them in the neighborhood. You know, you could rent a room, let's say, at the Transcona Inn Hotel, for example. You can have, you know, diagrams out. You can show what you want to do. And maybe, and out of that process, I would encourage you to be open to change based on feedback you get. If it's a situation where it's written in stone, this is what we're going to do, it is help this road or this way of the highway, then you know what? Then we're wasting our time here. But I would encourage you to have some flexibility there.
Just a comment for the residents in the area is that this applicant has the interest of the area in mind. This is not something that he does day to day. And I think he will listen to what's being said, and will.
Has the applicant built anywhere else in the city?
Only commercial buildings.
Commercial buildings. Okay. Mm-hmm. So this is a new experience for him.
Yes,
residential.
Yes.
So it's a new experience, and you know what comes with growing pains sometimes.
Yes.
And this is maybe a way for, if he wants to do more of this, for him to learn to see exactly how you should do things in existing neighborhoods, especially in existing neighborhoods which have been there a long time.
Sure.
But I hope, come September, we can have some compromise and some solutions that work, and on compromise on both sides, but solutions that work. Because at the same time, we don't want to have this empty lot there. Before the building was there, it was a rundown old building. It had its day. It was a great, you know, Warren Sports Corner, everything else there. We all knew it. Okay, but it had its day. It was run down. It was becoming a fire hazard. At the same time, Pandora is a busy street. You could end up selling this to somebody else who wants to put up a gas station or a commercial. I don't think we want to see a commercial development. We want to keep it residential. The question is, we want to have something in residential that works in harmony with the neighborhood. Yes, there's going to be some change, and change is not necessarily bad. It's a good thing. But the question is that, you know, there has to be a bit of compromise on both sides.
That is well understood, and I hope that the residents will...
I'm saying it for your purpose. So, okay, thank you very much. I'm going to appreciate the discussion back and forth. I'm going to move, if you could take the chair, Councillor Thomas, I'm going to move items 7 and 8 be laid over until our September meeting.
There's a motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Carried.
Thank you. Thanks. I'm going to state that please note, well, actually, I don't have to read it because it's been laid over. So, September the 15th,
yes.
And it's usually this location, and you've been as long as you've registered, you'll be informed of it, right, Madam Clerk?
Absolutely.
So, thank you. Thanks very much, everybody.